Great. Okay. Thanks, Don.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great show.
Thanks, my friend. Hello, friends, and good to see you all again. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I want to welcome everyone to my show today. We're going to have a fantastic show talking about the World Health Organization and how they want to control the entire world. Yes, that's true. And it comes from none other than Bill Gates and his friends, and I'm sure everyone's familiar with them and the cabal. We're going into those details in just a few minutes. But first, the planet's ascending, and I want to thank everyone so much for their fantastic support today. And no, I haven't dyed my hair white. I've got sunshine coming in from the window behind me, and it's giving me this angelic glow. I guess that could be a halo. I don't know, but it's there. So I told Don we could start the program another 6 hours when it's dark, and he said, no, I got other shows. So I can understand that. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Today's show, we should have a little over 80 million listeners in over 100 countries. And that just tells me that the planet's waking up, and we're going to make this world a much better place. I haven't. This is a nonprofit show, and if you'd like to support our work, just go to my website on the BBS website, or you can go to www.outofthisworld1150.com and feel free to contribute whatever you like. We really appreciate it. Purpose of this show is to make this world a better place, and I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a better place. Well, as people know, we face lots of challenges coming up now, and one of them is the World Health Organizations. But before we go into that, to tell people what's going on, I'd like to tell people about, of course, my trips to Sedona and Mount Shasta. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta at the end of June. And in August, we're going to a new spot in the Mount Shasta area. It's a campground we haven't used before, but I know you'll enjoy it. At Shasta, I've had a lot of people get what I call miracle healings. For example, myself, I had my eyes restored to 20/10 crystal clear vision a few years ago, thanks to the help of Adama and the people of Telos. I also was very lucky to get a new heart. Adama said I'd been working very hard all these years, and I needed a new heart, and it comes with a 1,000-year warranty and a replacement at Walmart if I need it. Just kidding, but it works great. I can feel the strength and the difference. I've personally seen people healed by my own eyes of Lyme disease, also sprained ankles. Eyesight, of course, hearing. I've seen people get their hearing restored on the mount while we're praying, and Lou Gehrig's disease, of all things. But what they do is Dhamma says he uses the God within us to heal ourselves, and he said that everyone is a natural born healer. Just amazing. Adama is the spiritual leader of Telos. It's a city beneath Mount Shasta, about 100 miles, 125 miles beneath the mountain, and they exist in the fifth dimension. And people may ask, well, what is the fifth dimension? Well, the fifth dimension is two levels beyond this dimension, which is third. But we ourselves are shifting now into the fourth. We'll be shifting into the fourth by August, September this year, and then into the fifth dimension in about 2 years after that. And when that happens, we'll be able to communicate primarily telepathically. We will still eat food, physical foods, but they will become secondary to living off the prana of the earth. So if you don't want to eat, you don't have to. Isn't that interesting? Because people will become telepathic, people will not be able to tell lies to each other anymore, because if you do, people will know it. It's an amazing concept, really. The other thing, too, is that government will become a lot smaller than it is now, because people will know how to act and treat each other with love and respect. If you look at a flock of geese, for example, and they're flying one way or another, there's no such thing as a geese police to go out and arrest geese that fly too fast or, you know, go off on the lane or don't use a turn signal. They have none of that, really, because they know how to act. And I think everyone, actually all the humans on this planet, know how to act too, except that we've been kind of, you know, led down kind of a negative path. But we're coming to the point now where we are ascending, and it is a truly an exciting time to be alive. I'm told that many spirits wanted to be here at this ascension moment, but there weren't enough bodies around. So if you are alive here on the planet, and enjoy it. And because in third dimension will be ending in just a few months, and it'll be an exciting time. Negative people, negative entities, negative governments, negative companies will be leaving the planet because Mother Earth doesn't want them here anymore. She's had enough abuse, and she also wants to evolve and ascend as well. So all eyes of the universe are looking at Earth right now, believe it or not. We're the most exciting planet in this universe. And even though it may not feel it, there's stuff going on here happening nowhere else. For example, the dimensional shift. We're in third dimension right now as we speak, to shift from 3 to 4 and then stay in the fourth dimension for only 2 years and then shift to 5. Never been done before. And it's never been done before because this planet was slated to ascend in the 60s under our wonderful president, John F. Kennedy. Didn't ascend then because the cabal assassinated him, of course, and then took over the country, took over the world for the next, 60 odd years. And they're still trying to control us, and they're trying to control us through the WHO, which is the World Health Organization. I'll go into that in a few minutes. But all of our vibrations are rising. And the good thing that I'm seeing now is that last year as a psychic, I saw a lot of people dying from the SHOT program, and it made me very sad. But I didn't realize it at the time, but the Pleiadians had been beaming into this planet many high energy vibrational energies here. And as a result of that, it has saved many people's lives. A lot of people who would have been dead by now from the shots are still alive. And I think they will continue to get better. So there are many people dying from the SHOT program, but it's not quite as bad as the reptilians and Bill Gates wanted it to be. So that's good news. And if anyone would like a free remedy sheet listing all these, I have a lot of different remedies I can send people on how they can heal from the SHOT program. Just send me an email. It's free. I'm happy to send it to you. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can send it to my other Proton Mail account at outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. Either one would be great. As I said, it's an exciting time, but what they've been doing recently is that they've been using health as a way to lock down the entire world, as everyone I'm sure listening to this program today knows, and it's a vehicle to keep us locked into a continual police state, and what they've done is that they've got. They want to give the World Health Organization, which is a program largely funded by Bill Gates, and which Trump took the United States out of a couple of years ago before he left office, illegally, by the way. He took the U.S. out of the WHO, which is a good thing. One of the first things that our fake president did when he became the fake president in January of 2021 is he put us back into the World Health Organization, which was a huge mistake because now they really want to clamp down and have an endless, endless pandemic, endless lockdowns, endless SHOT programs, endless social distancing, endless mask requirements. No more freedom, no more nothing. They want to make you into a controlled slave, and we'll go into that in a few minutes. But it's very disturbing what's happened. I'll be playing a couple of videos on that now in a couple of minutes. One of the things that people don't realize is that the mask program, it actually in a study of some children in Rhode Island, state of Rhode Island here, last year, people found that over five, with a group of 5,000 children, Their over the course of 2 months, their IQ dropped by 20% for two reasons. They couldn't learn to enunciate and speak clearly and recognize facial expressions to communicate with their parents, friends, and family and other children because of this, these stupid masks. The second reason is that it cut off the oxygen supply to their brains and to their body, resulting in an IQ of 20, less than their IQ was decreased by 20%. And the doctors who did the study thought that this damage was permanent. That's right. Permanently, they've dumbed down them. They reduced their IQ by 20%, all because of these stupid mask requirements that don't work. Now, one thing important I wanted to share with you, often people I've tried to argue with them about the masks, and they argue with me and they won't listen to the medical science or scientific studies showing that this mask requirement doesn't work. Well, this comes back to World War II and Joseph Stalin, and people will say, what is Hitler and Joseph Stalin got to do with it? Well, it has everything to do with it, because back when Hitler was the Chancellor of Germany, he said many times, he said, if you say a big lie loud enough and long enough, people will believe it. And Joseph Stalin found the same thing too. If you say a lie loud enough and long enough, people will believe it. And the thing about the mask and the shot requirements and the shot programs is that they're not safe and effective. They kill people and they're not needed, because you need to breathe in, for example, on the mask, you need to bring in oxygen, fresh air oxygen, and not get, you're continually just sealing off your face with these germs. And it's not going to make you feel better. It's going to make you much sicker. And there's a lot of medical and scientific reasons for that, but you can't talk to people. Joseph Stalin actually, he thought Hitler was right about saying the big lie. So what he did is he took 50 Soviet citizens and he told them a lie every day for 2 months. And at the end of that period, 96% of all the Soviet citizens in that group believed the lie. And they couldn't change their mind. And it's like people today, if you talk about the shot program or the masks or social distancing, even though it's a lie, there's no scientific or medical facts to back it up, they believe it. It's kind of like their own little lie that they have close to them. But at any rate, what the WHO will do is take the healthcare authority, now delegated to many local counties and states in the United States, and federal government in some instances, and the governmental departments of all the countries around the world, and give it to one man, a guy named Tedros, who's a communist from Ethiopia, who has murdered his own people with his healthcare policy measures in Ethiopia. And he will have the total control over everyone's health, total control over whether he says there's a pandemic or not, total control over whether you should take a shot for it, total control over whether you should wear a mask, total control over social distancing, total control over whether your business will be open during their planned pandemics, total control over you, whether you can work at a certain occupation unless you've gotten the shot, total control. If you like that, then I don't think most people will like that kind of draconian police state measure against them. So, I want to tell you, everyone, that it is coming. They're trying it. And Biden, the fake president, who likes to play with yo-yos and often talks to mysterious people in the air, they said that they'll be signing it next month in June. So we only got a couple of weeks left before our total sovereignty is gone. If Biden is the fake president, nobody voted for him, then what legal authority does he have to sign this agreement or any other agreement? What legal authority does Biden have to do anything? You know, his executive's orders, the ones that he signed last year in a big press conference, all the papers were blank. And none of them, all of them, if you have an executive order by a U.S. president, they have to be published in the Federal Register to be legally valid. None of them are. None of them have since. So we have a fake government with a fake president signing fake orders, issuing fake proclamations with his fake signature for the fake presidency, having the fake U.S. government join the World Health Organization, which he has no authority to join. I mean, if you made that argument before any federal judge, they would believe it. And many federal judges, especially in some state, have been validating Biden's orders because there's no legal authority behind him whatsoever. But there is something about the cabal, the negatives, including Bill Gates. You have to if you tell them ahead of it, they have to tell you ahead of time what they're going to do before they do it. It's kind of like the Japanese mafia. They bow before they shoot you. The Yakuza are very polite. They'll bow first, then they'll shoot you. Well, anyway, so it's very polite of Biden and the cabal and Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson to tell us they're going to give us the shot program, and they're going to make it mandatory under the World Health Organization. It's quite a story, but that's what they're trying next, my friends. But the thing is about the cabal, if you object to it and you can stop them, then it foils their whole plans. The best thing that they like to do is for us to say nothing, to stand back and just say, oh, sure, yeah, have we put these requirements in and we'll be sheeple and just follow over the cliff like lemmings. But I wanted to tell everyone this today because they're trying to stop our ascension. But my angels and guides tell me that we are all very powerful spiritual beings meant to create a beautiful and happy earth. And I know if we all stand together and work together, we can and will turn this around and create a beautiful and happy planet. And with that, if we could, let's see here, Don, if we could play the first video, it's the first link. That would be great. This is from Earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, the resume of Dr. Francis Boyle speaks for itself. Member of the Council for Responsible Genetics in the early 80s. They were organized and even had congressional briefings in the 80s as well. And he is the creator of the Bioweapons Act that was approved by both sides of Congress. But this isn't about him, but it is important to lay out his background as an expert in this field as Dr. Francis Boyle joins me today. Dr. Francis Boyle, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Owen. I do hope our colleague Jonathan Knight is doing better these days.
Well, we thank the audience for their prayers because that does lift us up when we are feeling ill, and he is doing a lot better. So, Francis, this is really amazing, the headlines that you made on an interview the other day. The evidence suggests that this form, this strain of a coronavirus is indeed a man-made bioweapon. Now, explain to the audience what evidence you've seen that proves that and what that means.
Right. Well, in my professional activities, I routinely monitor outbreaks of disease affecting humans and animals around the world just to see if there might be a biowarfare agent at work. So when this coronavirus began to be reported there in China, I began looking into it and researching it, and I won't go through it all here, but eventually it was my considered judgment that this was a biological warfare agent that had leaked out of the Wuhan biosafety level 4 laboratory that has a previous history of leaks there. And so BSL-4 laboratories have basically one purpose, and that is to research, develop, test, and stockpile biological warfare weapons. Put aside all the propaganda in support of these things by anyone. But that's why they're there. There's no legitimate scientific health reason for BSL-4 laboratories. So at that point, I did put out a notice on the internet saying that I thought it was a biowarfare weapon, and it had gain-of-function properties, which meant it was DNA genetically engineered to be more lethal and more infectious than, say, a normal biowarfare agent. And ever since I gave that interview, which was, I don't know, I guess 2 weeks ago or so today, all the evidence coming out has confirmed my conclusion. It does appear this is a genetically engineered chimera, that it has in it, as you correctly pointed out, the HIV. Now, I believe the Indian researchers have been pressured to withdraw by their government because they have good relations with China, that study. But I read it, and it's quite convincing, and they have the pictures there. I also believe it has the flu virus in there, and then it also has SARS. That lab is reported to do SARS work. So at a minimum, I think that is what we are facing right now, based on all the evidence I have seen, which means right now there is a lethality rate of 15% of the people infected. There is an infectious rate of 83%. Any droplets expelled from a victim can travel at least 6 feet through the air. That, to me, indicates gain of function properties. And there is an incubation period of at least 14 days. And right now, people infected can be asymptomatic for those 14 days. So you really don't know if they are infected, and they very well could be spreading the disease without any of us knowing about it. So this is a very dangerous biological warfare agent. We don't even know the rest of it, between you and me, what these Chinese people, researchers did there. I have no idea. It could be even more dangerous than I don't know. But it's obvious the Chinese government has been lying about this from the get-go. The first patient was identified December 1, and he had nothing to do with that market. And that's just disinformation that people picked this up at the market. It's baloney. And then on biowarfare programs they want to cover up, they always blame it on bats. You know, bats have been around forever, so give me a break. So I added all this together, and I just concluded that that's what it is. The Chinese government has been lying about it from the get-go, covering it up, just like they did on SARS. The WHO is in on it. You can't believe anything the WHO is telling you, because this is a WHO special designated research lab. The WHO is up to its eyeballs in biological warfare research. And you had the WHO director Tedros over there meeting President Xi, shaking his hand and yucking it up and saying, oh, China's doing a great job. Yeah, they're doing a great job covering it up. So you can't believe the WHO. And the CDC, well, you can't believe them either. The CDC has been up to its eyeballs, again, in dirty biological warfare work, at least going back to the Reagan administration, when the CDC and the American Type Culture Collection authorized the shipment of at least 40 supplies, different supplies, of weapon-specific biological agents.
Well, we're going to go to a break here. We'll get back into these specifics, but I think the obvious reason for the cover-up here would be this is a violation of the Biological Weapons Act. This is a violation of the Geneva Convention. This is a crime against humanity. Dr. Francis Boyle is with us. We'll be right back. And my guest is Dr. Francis Boyle, who made headlines the other day after seeing the evidence coming from Indian doctors seeing HIV basically implanted into the coronavirus, as well as evidence of SARS or the flu being put in there as well. But Dr. Boyle, before we get back into the specifics of that, I think just the very concept of a bioweapon is probably shocking to a lot of people. Many people might not even believe that kind of thing goes on. But we do know this goes on. There's labs in China. There's labs in the United States. Just briefly, talk about biowarfare programs that exist that show, hey, this stuff is very real.
Well, I have an entire book on that called Biowarfare and Terrorism. That's pretty cheap and inexpensive. You can get it at Amazon. I've been involved in this, I guess, for the, I am only speaking here. I'm not speaking for the Council for Responsible Genetics, but they asked me to get involved in this as a lawyer for them, I guess, in the early 1980s or sometime. But let me say this, in all honesty, I don't believe President Trump is getting proper scientific advice about how dangerous this really is, and that it is an offensive biological warfare weapon. Basically, he has surrounding him all these scientists who have been up to their eyeballs in this dirty work, dirty biological warfare work here in the United States. So I have no idea what they're telling President Trump, but I suspect they're spinning it to protect their own rear ends here. In my opinion, every BSL-4 laboratory here in America should be shut down immediately. And also every BSL-3 laboratory should be shut down immediately. If you hit the internet, I gave an interview on a documentary called Anthrax Wars, dealing with all these BSL-3 and BSL-4 facilities with respect to the United States of America. And I said, this is a catastrophe waiting to happen. Well, now it has happened in China. And I feel very badly for the Chinese people. I'm not here to bash China or the Chinese people, the Chinese system of government. Under international law, they can have whatever system they want over there. But we're here in America, and we are going to need to take very drastic measures here to protect ourselves. And I just don't think that President Trump is getting that type of advice. He has all these swamp creature scientists around him who I think are trying to sugarcoat it.
Explain to the audience at a rudimentary level what goes on in a bioweapons lab or in this specific BSL-4 lab in China, where they take a coronavirus and then, as the Indian doctors pointed out with their research, insert HIV or other bugs or viruses into that. Explain what happens in the lab or why this happens.
Right. Well, first thing we have to understand, the United States government and apparently China send what I could only call these death scientists. They like to call themselves life scientists. But the last time I crunched the numbers in 2015, we had 13,000 death scientists doing this dirty, dangerous biological work. And they send them out all over the world to find the most exotic and dangerous types of biological organisms they can. Then they bring them back into their labs and see if they can be weaponized one way or the other, with DNA genetic engineering, taking what might be a very dangerous biological organism in the first place, and then adding additional genetic material to it to make it even more dangerous, that it could actually be disseminated as a weapon. Then once they have done that, they reverse engineer the technology to create a vaccine, allegedly a vaccine, because you don't really have a biological weapon unless you have the agent that has been weaponized, and then you have a vaccine that can protect your own people. And so what they do then is say, oh, well, we have to go out and make vaccines for all these potentially dangerous biological organisms out there that we don't even know about. And they bring them back, DNA genetic engineering, they enhance their lethality, their effectiveness, and then they reverse engineer a vaccine. And this has now been, I would say, turbocharged by so-called synthetic biology.
Fascinating, isn't it? And the interesting thing about the reason I play this video is because Bill Gates and company wants to give the WHO, this guy Tedros at the World Health Organization, authority over all health decisions of every human on this planet, including everybody here in the United States. Biden wants to do the same thing, or whoever Biden is. I think he died a couple of years ago. Complete control over us. And WHO itself is also involved with creating bioweapons like the COVID virus. The same thing. They're all involved in it. And the ethics of it, it's just beyond any comprehension. It's like they're using this as a political tool to control all of humanity. And I don't think it's right. We all are sovereign beings. We have a right to democracy, to determine our own futures. And why should we give authority to the entire world, to this one man from Ethiopia with the World Health Organization? Doesn't make sense. I just don't, doesn't make sense at all. He mentioned back about in Nixon, it wasn't the 74, it was actually 1972, where Tricky Dick Nixon signed this treaty with the Soviet Union and other countries, outlawing the use of creation and use of biological weapons. The problem with that is that Nixon was pretty, he wasn't called Tricky Dick for nothing, because what he did at the same time he signed that UN treaty, at the same time he created underground bioweapons factories in states like Nevada. And Nevada, those bioweapons factories have been operating nonstop since 1972 for the past, I'm not sure, 50 odd years. And one thing interesting is that several scientists have come out since that time and stated that the sun's coming in here, let me adjust it, and stated that the incidence of autism in states downwind from the biological weapons factories in Nevada, states downwind like in Idaho and Oregon, from these factories, underground factories, facilities in Nevada, have been causing autism among many children. Because they illegally produce anthrax and all kinds of horrible biological weapons, and these things there is accidents underground, and when these toxins escape into the air, they blow. They take the winds to carry them up to Oregon and Idaho, and guess where they end up? They end up in the potato fields up there. They raise a lot of potatoes in Oregon and Eastern Washington, and in Idaho too. And when kids, for example, go to McDonald's and eat French fries, guess what they're eating? They're eating most likely potatoes from these production plants. And these kids, the anthrax and all the other horrible biological agents in these potatoes in these farms, mixed with the MMR vaccine that kids get, measles, mumps, rubella, triggers autism. That's why the autism rate in the United States has gone from 1 in 10,000 children in the early 90s to something like 1 in 23 for boys and 1 in 44 for girls. So it's gone up pretty high, very, very high rates here in the United States. And there's some are saying by the year, within about 10 years, at this rate, the autism rate could be 1 in 3 for children or 1 in 4 in the United States. It's that serious. Our government, of course, is corrupt, and they refuse to do anything about it. Harry Reid, the former senator, from Nevada, Democrat, justified it years ago. He said that we needed to do it for deterrence against the Soviets, even though it was completely illegal and banned by this treaty. They don't care about laws. They just pretty much do whatever they want. There is a book out I urge people to read called Unrestricted Warfare. It's by two Chinese authors. One of the authors has the last name of Lang, L-A-N-G. And in that book, the author said that the Chinese government, the Chinese military could not win a traditional war against the United States, but they could win a war if all of the U.S. military was shot, given vaccines, and they all died off from the vaccines. It's right in the book. The book was written in 1999. I urge everyone to read it, draw their own conclusions. There was another story that just came out today from Health Ranger News, Mike Adams. He said that there was a meeting last week in Guangdu province in southern China, with a group of generals from the Chinese military who are now planning a D-Day-like invasion of the United States now that our military has been weakened by the Biden vaccine. And what they'll do is they're planning on using merchant ships to sail across the Pacific and along with satellites coming from outer space to selectively target American cities and U.S. military installations. At the current rate, we'll probably face about a 25 to 30% die-off in the U.S. military, thanks to the Biden shot program. And it is, those possibilities are there. So thanks to the fake president, thanks to the cabal, thanks to the Chinese, we are facing some very difficult issues coming up now. The upshot of all this is that the World Health Organization is a fascist organization, in which case Bill Gates and the cabal want to take control of most of humanity through so-called these health measures. You saw yourself, many people around the world, their countries, most countries were shut down, couldn't travel anywhere, couldn't even work, their businesses were shut down. Even churches here in the United States were illegally shut down. California Governor Newsom, who ironically died from the third booster shot in January. They have some clone or actor replacing him now. Even last year, Newsom outlawed churches in California from singing, saying that was a health, it could cause health problems. What a bunch of nonsense. There is a wonderful doctor named Dr. Peter Bregan. He appeared recently in this clip in the war room, and I want people to listen to that now. If we could, Don, if we could play that, just a 6-minute clip. And then we'll come back after that.
Our next guest, one of the most prominent physicians in this country, a man that his history, his education, what he's done for this country, what he's done for patients in the area of psychiatry is legendary, Dr. Peter Bregan. And Dr. Bregan, over the weekend, your wife, Virginia, and yourself put up an article that I had some time to get into about Biden handing over U.S. sovereignty to the WHO. And this is what I want everybody to know. We've had Ambassador Hoekstra on today. We're going to have Peter McCulloch on in the next hour. We had Michelle Bachmann, a former candidate for president, congressman, dean at the School of Government. We've had some very serious people on here. This is not phony. When you have somebody like Dr. Peter Bregan taking time away from what he's doing, he's got a great book we're going to talk about, to go through systematically and give a warning to the American people saying, hey, your sovereignty is being handed over right now, and it's not crazy. Dr. Bregan, can you walk us through your piece, Biden handing over U.S. sovereignty to the WHO?
Absolutely, and folks can get it right at the top of our page, Bregan.com, Bregin.com. You'll find an urgent warning at the top of the page. And this that has not just the presentation, but all the backup materials. On January 18th, the United States Health and Human Services sent a series of amendments to the governing health regulations of the World Health Organization, removing all restraints from the Director General, in this case, a Marxist thug, essentially, Tedros, who has been put into power for the second 5-year term with no opposition and put in by the Chinese Communist Party, along with Bill Gates, who was a huge, huge contributor to WHO. So we've got the Gates and the Fauci and the, you know, the Great Reset on the one side, and you got the CCP and the sort of vying for governance of the world. The amendments put a line through the restraint on when the World Health Organization can call for a disaster, an emergency, a health disaster or emergency in a country. It can now do so without any cooperation or agreement or even resistance from the country. And it can draw this conclusion based on the consideration, not proof or evidence, the consideration of Tedros. It doesn't have to be actual. It can be a potential threat, public health threat coming, public health emergency coming out of the nation. It doesn't have anything to do with evidence. There are no criteria for what is a public health emergency other than the Director General can set his priority and move them as he wishes, all that stated. So he now has a carte blanche to go ahead and decide that the United States, who is their ultimate target, it's the whole sovereignty issue, Steve, you've been talking about, the border, the destruction of the borders, destruction of sovereignty. And that is ultimately going to be the goal. Now, if the nation doesn't respond within 24 hours, it's a total go ahead on researching it and giving out the information. And if it doesn't respond in 48 hours, and even if it responds, you can't do it. The World Health Organization is empowered to bring all the organizations in the UN, of which it's a member, 193 nations, to bear. So the nation that has this emergency can be facing sanctions or controls, manipulations or ostracism from anything from the World Bank and the IMF, which are related to the UN, to the UN Aviation Group, the UN Shipping Group, the UN Agricultural Group, to any of the facilities. And furthermore, he is empowered to reach out beyond the UN to gather forces to contend with this nation. In other words, we no longer have sovereignty over the issue of, do we have a health emergency that requires the intervention of the World Health Organization? And this is done by us. This is the regime that is opening the border. It's the same democratic regime. Now, a week later, on January 24th, Tedros announced at a meeting of his committee what his ultimate intentions were. And this I will quote. His ultimate aim is, quote, to strengthen WHO as the leading and directing authority on global health, the leading and directing authority on global health at the center of the global health architecture. In other words, we've been worried about socialized medicine. This is socialized global health. This has nothing to do with pandemics. It is not a mere pandemic treaty or anything like that. It's about the whole global health system. 2 days later, in support of him and his goals, on January 26th, the U.S. then sent a supporting letter to its outrageous giving up of all sovereignty, stating that it now had 46 countries on its side. 20 countries they named included Great Britain, Japan, South Korea, India, many South American countries, and the EU, which is 27 more countries like Italy and Germany. So all this tremendous support.
Well, there gives you a taste of what's going on, my friend, and they're trying to control us and kill us through this new World Health Organization. And Biden does not speak for Americans because he wasn't elected by 80 million voters. The whole election, everybody knows, was faked. He got at most 6 to 8 million at best voters out of a country of 320 or 330 million. In my opinion, Biden should be immediately taken out of office, and we should have either President Trump back or a real president who will really respect the rights and aspirations of American citizens. This shit show, pardon my English, has gone on long enough. And I think most Americans are very tired of what's going on. They know Biden is not their president. They know he's fake. They've seen the CGI screen images on mainstream, even on mainstream media, where people even question whether he's alive. Most people don't detest Kamala Harris or whatever her real name is. And this has gone on long enough. And when is President Trump going to come back and help us? It's nice to give some speeches, but we need more than just speeches right now. We need more than words. We need action, my friends. This is very troubling. And of course, Biden's going to sell us down the river. He's already announced he's going to be giving authority over to the World Health Organization next month and in June. And I guess we can ask, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to be like sheeple, like the Jews in Nazi Germany, go off to the concentration camps and just die? Are we going to stand up for our rights? Are we going to ascend? Are we going to stand up and make this world a better place? People have to stand up now, or else they're going to get hurt, and they're going to die from this program by Biden and the cabal. And I'm serious when I talk about this, because I think many people have had enough, and they're tired of talking about it. I mean, the speeches that President Trump are all, you know, it's great to have him speak, but what about some action? I mean, I know that there are lawsuits in the courts regarding the fake elections, And how come, I mean, everything is moving so slow. By the time those court cases could go on for 5 years. And by that time, Biden will have had his full term and maybe even another term as well. The election systems here in the United States are still fraudulent. They're still run by Dominion voting systems. There's no guarantee. There's every evidence to believe that they can just flick a switch and put whatever candidate they win into office, and the same problems we had in 2020 will simply reappear this year in 2022 during the midterm elections, and again in 2024. It's the same thing in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, every other country, Britain, every other country around the world. Whenever you have a controlled voting system, you're going to have problems of fake votes and fake elections or the results coming out. For candidates that people didn't even vote for. The presidents of the United States, President George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John F. Kennedy, and many other presidents came to me, Ben Franklin came to me about a year and a half ago, and they were all concerned that we were losing our republic. And they wanted all of us Americans to work together to stop this carnage of our democracy, because we don't have really a democracy anymore. We have a fake president, many fake politicians elected by the cabal without any support whatsoever. And Biden does anything he likes. And the media doesn't give any real coverage on it. So many Americans are in the dark. I guess that's one reason why. Alternative media programs like my own, I think, are so important, because I always try to get the truth out and let the listeners decide what they want to believe in. But I think we're in real danger of losing our democracy, and also we are in real danger of losing our military now, thanks to Biden's SHOT program. I'm looking at a reduction in personnel for the U.S. military by 30-35% by this time next year. And you can have all the weapons you want, but if you don't have the personnel to run them, to fight for your country or defend our country, you won't be able to succeed. And it's interesting that this is when the Chinese are planning to attack next year to the United States. I looked at Australia, a similar situation back in the spring of last year. The Australian government there, which is also a corrupt government, had forced many people in the Australian Navy to take the shots from Pfizer, and with the result that they had a die-off rate of about 25-30%. And even their defense minister at the time last year, he died in May of last year after taking the Pfizer shots. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, my God, this is a genocidal program. These things are not safe. And I don't care what the media says. A lot of people have died from it and are continuing to die from it as well. And we need to stand up and speak up for ourselves. Sure, we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. But the spiritual lesson, I think, for everyone on this planet is that we all have to stand up and create the world that we want to create. We all came here for a reason. We came here to learn these spiritual lessons and become stronger. As I mentioned before in my show, this is the seventh time this civilization, humanity on this planet, has made an attempt at ascending. This is the farthest we've ever gotten so far. And all other attempts we've failed. The negatives stopped our ascension back in the 60s when they murdered our dear President John F. Kennedy. But because this planet is supposed to ascend to the higher dimensions, we have the backing of the backing of the Supreme Being or God that created all of this. And we also have the backing of the Galactic Alliance, which is comprised of 450 million planets, approximately 7 trillion entities. They're mostly, but not all, human, and they're very benevolent, and they've been helping us, as well as our dear Pleiadian brothers and sisters. They're all helping us as well. So we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, but only if we seize the initiative and stand up for ourselves, because no one's going to do it. And even though Trump did a lot of good things for the American public and the world during his tenure as 4 years, where is he now? Giving speeches. Well, that's good, but we need more than just giving speeches. I think we need to learn to stand up for all of ourselves, because this planet, humanity, is too important to be watched taken down and slaughtered by a very few people who want to make us slaves. And that's exactly what they want to do. Fortunately, here in the United States, not all states are alike. There are many, several states, for example, Texas is one, South Dakota is another one, which have never were shut down, and stood up to Biden and the pandemic. Other states that were shut down during the pandemic are probably wondering why they did, because everything they told us about the virus turned out to be incorrect. All of it was based upon lies. And one thing that I found was interesting in Washington State, where I was that Democratic Governor Inslee shut down all the small businesses in the state, but let the big box stores open, like nothing against them, but like Walmart and Costco and the big box stores were all allowed to remain open. And if the virus was such a problem in large crowds, why did they allow those stores to operate when the little mom and pop grocery stores and small restaurants and cafes, those were all shut down during the scamdemic. And most of them, a lot of them lost their businesses and they're not returning now. I think it was a massive shift to shut down small businesses because small businesses supported Trump, and also too, it gave people political independence from the machine of the Democratic Party and the machine of big power politics, because people were independent and they had their own livelihoods and they didn't have to depend upon government and big business for the control. But people, I think, are waking up and they're seeing through the lies, as the Canadian truckers showed us back last spring. You know, if we all stand up simultaneously to this nonsense, we can stop it and make a huge effect. Our media in the United States, of course, is controlled by the cabal, and you're not going to read much about the Canadian truckers anymore, or even about the American truckers who did a similar protest against Biden and his illegal mandates last month. But they do. Protesting and standing up for your rights does have an important effect. And we all need to learn to do that. No one's going to do it for ourselves. I feel in a little bit abandoned by President Trump, with all due respect. I'm glad he was president during the first 4 years, but where is he now? And we need help. And I guess the lesson here is for all of us to stand up for rights. If the Jews in Nazi Germany had all stood up for their rights, they wouldn't have been slaughtered. And many of them believed Adolf Hitler and only found out when they arrived at a concentration camp that they were killing him. Maybe that's the same way with people taking the shots. They believed in the government lies, in Biden lies, in the lies of Big Pharma, that the shots were safe and effective. And of course, they weren't safe and effective. You know, there's a huge die-off rate from the shots, and other people's health have been severely injured from it. One of the effects of the shot program is because the states mandated many healthcare workers to get the shot. I think you're going to be seeing a lot of doctors and nurses dying off this year, with the result that the healthcare in the United States and other countries will radically change in the future. And maybe that's a good thing. Healthcare was taken over by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds during the 1920s, when it moved from natural health remedies like homeopathy to pharmaceutical-based big pharma drugs and also surgeries. And homeopathy was pushed out of mainstream medical care and taken out of medical schools. And so today, most doctors don't know about homeopathy, and in some jurisdictions, it's illegal, discouraged, or disfavored. But those alternative healing, what are considered alternative healing methods today, were part of the mainstream health programs for Americans and other people around the world back then. And maybe we need to get back to that. Of course, healthcare in the United States is controlled, and it's all about making money. They don't necessarily cure anybody. They just treat the symptoms and then have you coming back for more. But maybe that'll be a good thing to have the opportunities for new healthcare. But I do see that coming as well. The planet Earth, Gaia, is very tired of being assaulted, polluted, and she wants to ascend. She wants as many people as possible to come with her on this ascension. And I know that that the Supreme Being, God, if you will, and Mother Earth all want us to be happy and harmonious, because that's our destiny. President Kennedy has told me many times that if he had lived in the 60s and not been assassinated by those negative elements, that today we would be in the fifth dimension. We would have, we'd be able to heal ourselves and we would have free energy. We would be living for at least 300 or 400 years each. And it would be a beautiful time on this planet. That's what we're supposed to do. That's our destiny, is to ascend to a beautiful new planet. We're not supposed to be controlled by some Ethiopian communist who's the head of the World Health Organization, put into power by Bill Gates and the rest of the cabal. We're not meant to die from a shot. We're not meant to be fighting. We're not supposed to be in disharmony. We're supposed to be in peace, learning to love each other and creating a much better and happier world. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And I want everyone to keep that in mind about the future, because our thoughts are very powerful. And the best thing to do, I think, in situations like this is to visualize a beautiful, bright future for all of us and then take the steps to achieve that. You know, Mahatma, people say to me sometimes, well, I'm only one person. How can I change things? Well, I think if you look to Mahatma Gandhi, he said, you know, be the change within you that you wish to see in the world. So if you want a more peaceful and loving and harmonious place, be that way yourself and then try to influence others to do the same. He was only one man, but yet he was able to throw out the British Empire in 1947, a tremendous achievement that he did through peaceful means. And I think that's what we should do, of course, by peaceful means throughout Biden. He's a fake president. He shouldn't be followed. The only people that have proclaimed him president is the cabal and the media. And who are they? They're just people pushing an agenda that they want you to believe. But everybody knows in their heart that he didn't win the election, that the election was fake, that it was bought with Chinese money in an attempt to overthrow this great country. The military, too, there's a lot of good people in the military, and I think many people in the military are very concerned about the shot program and its effects and how it's been decreasing the effectiveness. Could the U.S. military defend the United States now if they had a 25 or 30% decrease in personnel from the shot program with many soldiers, men and women dead? I don't know. The Chinese army has not taken the shot program, by the way. And they also have many clones. They have armies, which are cloned. And so it's an interesting time. I wish we had better leadership in this country. But perhaps the lesson is for all of us to be a leader in our own right, within our own family, within our own circle of friends, to stand up for rights, what's right. Because we were all given this is all a privilege. It's not a right to be here. It's all a privilege. And all of us working together, I know, can create a much better and happier world. That's the premise of my program, why I've been working so hard all these years in my show. I've had my show almost not getting on 9 years now. And angels told me to start my show back in 2013. They said I should write books and start my own radio show to help with the ascension of the planet. So that's what I've been doing ever since. This was the best decision I ever made. And as we shift now into the higher dimensions, we should always trust our heart, mind, and our intuition as to what we should be doing. You know, it's a gift to be here at this moment in human history. And many civilizations are watching us to see what we do every day in our different decisions. I guess my advice from the galactics is to always trust your heart, mind, and know that God's got your back, and the benevolent extraterrestrials have your back as well. There are two different ET civilizations which visit this planet, main groups. One's called the Galactic Alliance, one's called the Reptilians. The Galactic Alliance is an alliance of seven trillion entities, or 450 million planets, mostly benevolent, mostly human. And they're here to help us, and they're watching us now. They're kind of like the United Nations in a good way of the universe. The Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Arcturians, the Andromedans are all part of that alliance. Their technology is up to 100,000 years ahead of us, and their spirituality is up to 50,000 years ahead of us. So they're far in advance of what the Reptilians are. The Reptilians are negatively based extraterrestrials who were allowed in here by President Eisenhower in an illegal agreement that he kept from the American, wrongly kept from the American public and the world back in March of 54. The reptilians are surface to self. Their technology is only about 10,000 years ahead of us, and they have no spirituality. So they're a very different kind of organization, but that's one reason why some people say that the U.S. government has been so bad all these years, especially since the 50s, because of that negative influence. But we're breaking free now. Mother Earth, this is the last planet in this solar system. This solar system has 40-odd planets in different dimensions, but this is the last planet in this solar system to ascend. And the rest of the planets in the solar system, the rest of the planets and civilizations in this galaxy, and the rest of the civilizations in this universe, believe it or not, have been waiting for this planet Earth, for the people on this planet to finally wake up and ascend and create a much better and happier place. And once people realize that, we will ascend immediately into the fourth and then higher dimensions. So it's a very important time to be alive, but I know we're going to make it. All of the messages given by the Galactic Alliance, Nostradamus, President Kennedy, and many other great spirits in my book, Messages from the Masters, which are their messages, not my messages, but their messages in this book about our beautiful, bright future, so far have come true. And everything they've talked about will come true. There's actually a timeline in the book where President Kennedy gave me a timeline if he had lived. Imagine if he had lived. Now, let's think about that for a minute. If he had lived, what would have happened? Well, for one thing, there would be no Vietnam War. During the week that John LBJ had him murdered, he had ordered, John F. Kennedy had issued an order for the first 1,000 troops to be withdrawn from Vietnam because he said it was a losing battle. There was no sense to be there. It should be a war fought out by the Vietnamese themselves and we should stay out. He was starting to withdraw and he planned to withdraw everybody by late 64 or early 65, would have been completely out of that country, which wouldn't have been a good thing. We would have been exchanging ambassadors with other benevolent extraterrestrial civilizations by 68 or 69. We would have ascended into the fifth dimension by 64 or 65. We were meant to ascend into the higher dimensions in the 60s, but once Lyndon Baines Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover, and the negatives took control of our government, all of that was stopped and you actually de-evolved. We went down lower in our vibrations. And it took us since 62 to now, it took us about 60 years to come back. And we have another chance now to ascend. And this time the difference is we are going to do it. Added to that is the fact that many souls on this planet now are from Atlantis. And about 12,500 years ago, there was another civilization out in the middle of the Atlantic called Atlantis. And they were several hundred thousand years old. At first, they started out being very benevolent, loving, and kind. They had like a golden age about 200,000 years ago. But slowly over time, they took a wrong path and started dwelling on the negative. And by the time about 12,500 years ago that they blew themselves up, they had turned from service to others to service to self. And when they turned service to self, then they tried to control the rest of the planet, much like the WHO, the World Health Organization, is now trying to control the rest of the planet. Same idea, same spirits, same entities. They're simply coming back under a different name. And they're now trying to control the rest of humanity through this new World Health Organization. People kind of like get the look of deer in a car light's eyes. They kind of freeze when they say health. Health is just you being used as a political tool to hide the fact of political control of humanity. But that's what many of the souls here on this in the United States now are from Atlantis. And it's funny because I've talked to psychics in Japan, and they say that America now is Atlantis 2.0. And Japan, actually, they say is Lemuria 2.0, because Japan actually was part of the western part of Lemuria until the Atlanteans blew it up. the Lemurians could do the same thing. The Atlanteans could do time travel and all these wonderful things, except they did it through their heart mind, through love and understanding. The Atlanteans did the same thing, but through technology. And at the time they blew it up, they were trying apparently to control the planet with crystalline and nuclear technology, but they ended up blowing up the whole place. And then we had to start all over again. And it's amazing. But you know, God gives us a lot of second chances. And so for many of these Atlantean souls, they came back and they're part of the United States now. And they're, you know, we're going through the whole, it's like a Shakespearean play where we're having another play with all these actors playing out in their different roles. Some of the Atlantean spirits have made better choices this time and are working for world peace and a better and happier planet. And some of them haven't. George Bush Sr., for example, was part of Atlantis 12,500 years ago when he was one of the leaders back then who also blew up Atlantis, and he was given a second chance as president of the United States to make this planet and this country a better place. But he failed and made the same old mistakes again in world domination. His new world order was all part of that. It was basically like a Shakespearean play of all the other things that he did during the Atlantean time. So he's now left planet Earth and gone. His spirit has gone to another Earth-like planet on the other side of this solar system in the same orbital path as planet Earth in the lower third dimension. He will be there for 25,800 years. That's the time it takes for this, for that other planet, for that Earth-like planet in this solar system to go around the central sun of this of the Milky Way galaxy. And he will be given another chance at ascension. And this goes back. He's not destroyed for doing bad things. He's basically given another chance. And it's like Albert Einstein, who's told me that matter once created, energy once created, is never destroyed completely. It's simply given, changed, and transformed into another identity where people can be given another chance again. Eventually, I think all of us will ascend into the higher dimensions. It's just a question of when and how long it's going to take. So many of us here are old souls who've been here for many thousands of years. And you have to be a tough soul to be on this planet because it's not easy. Of all the planets in this universe, planet Earth is the hardest one to affect any positive change in this universe. And all eyes are on planet Earth now and on humanity and people living here as to what we do next. Our choices, the choices that we make for ourselves and our children will determine our destiny for many tens of thousands and even millions of years to come. Because people who've taken the shots now, if they don't get a healing or don't want a healing, they can, in fact, end up as the Greys, which are a biological slave race, negative slave race to the reptilians. Because the shot program themselves shuts down all of your chakras, shuts down your pineal gland, and turns you into a robotic entity. And the people, the entities making these so-called shot program is very harmful to people. As soon as you take it, your soul starts to leave your body in a Fibonacci sequence. Before taking the shot, you usually have 100% of your soul in your body. After taking it, it drops down to 92%. You'd have your soul in your body, then 78%. Then 62%, then 52%, then 38%, then 19%, and then zero. Once your soul is completely gone, it goes back to Creator, and negative entities can come into your soul, into your body, because they use your body as a base. And people have noticed that people, after they take the shot, they often become very service to self, and their personalities completely change. That's because their soul has mostly left their body. So I don't, you know, these people will not, well, it's, they can get healing. And if you want to reverse the effects of the shot, just send me an email. I'm happy to send you a free remedy sheet. One of the most important and profound ways you can heal these effects is by healing prayers. And the healing prayers go something like this. This is from the Hollow Earth. You count down from either 10 to 1 or 5 to 1. You can say 5, then breathe in and out, 4, breathe in and out, 2, breathe in and out, all the way down to 1. Then snap your fingers. And if you're a man, you say, from the God within me, I mean, if you're a woman, you say from the goddess within me, and then you say, I hereby ask and command the supreme being, the creator of everything that is, God, if you will, to completely heal me from the effects of the shot and or shedding. And I am now completely healed, and I know it to be true, and say that with conviction, and then snap your fingers. That's a very simple prayer, but it does work and helps a lot of people. I've got other remedies from various medical doctors in the sheets that are virtually free, and I'm happy to send it to anyone for free. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to send it to you. The other thing too is that I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. When we shift into the fourth dimension and then into the fifth dimension 2 years from now, more and more people will find telepathy, reading other people's minds, time travel, going into the other dimensions easier and easier, because many of the spirits are in the fourth and fifth dimension. If you have a pet, for example, a cat or a dog, they are often in the fourth, going into the fifth dimension, and they can read your mind. They communicate telepathically. They're already there. And as we go into the higher dimensions, you will be able to see your lost relatives, not as ghosts, but in physicality. You'll be sitting maybe at a table, and if your dad passed away or mom passed away years ago, or an old friend, you might be able to see them right at your kitchen table, as an example, when you're in the fourth or fifth dimension. At that time, it's just around the corner, my friends, because this planet is scheduled planetary-wide, the entire planet going into the fourth dimension. That's one of the reasons, and the fifth dimension 2 years later, that's one of the reasons that the negatives are getting so desperate. That's why Gates and Tedros and the World Health Organization are all proposing this draconian police state Nazi-type organization controlling everybody all over the planet. I do know it's going to fail because the supreme being, or God, if you will, has decreed that this entire planet will ascend, and everyone on it will ascend to create a beautiful and bright planet. We've been held back for tens of thousands of years, and it's time now for us to move on and to create the kind of world that we want, not only for ourselves and our children's children. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported show. And if you'd like to support us, please go to our BBS website or to my radio website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And just feel free to contribute whatever you like. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. And I also give readings too. If you're interested in readings, just go to my website, outofthisworldreadingsplural.com, and just sign up there. I'm happy to answer any questions as well. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and supporting Out of This World Radio. We're a nonprofit program. And I know if we all work together, we can and will make a much better and happier place. And with that, I want to thank my good friends, Don and Doug, for all their fantastic help. I couldn't do this show without them. And again, I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. And thanks you so much again for listening. I hope you enjoy today's shows. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful, beautiful day and a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.